Page 19, Section 2, Sign up for Medicare. If I'm not automatically enrolled, when can I sign up? If you're not eligible for premium-free Part A, you can get Part A by paying a monthly premium. See page 24. If you want Part A and or Part B, you can sign up during the following times. Initial enrollment period. You can sign up for Part A and or Part B during the 7-month period that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, includes the month you turn 65, and ends 3 months after the month you turn 65. If you sign up for Part A and or Part B during the first 3 months of your initial enrollment period, in most cases, your coverage starts the first day of your birthday month. However, if your birthday is on the first day of the month, your coverage will start the first day of the prior month. If you enroll in Part A and or Part B the month you turn 65 or during the last 3 months of your initial enrollment period, your start date will be delayed. General enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part A and or Part B for which you must pay premiums, when you were first eligible, you can sign up between January the 1st and March the 31st each year. Your coverage will begin July the 1st. You may have to pay a higher Part A and or Part B premium for late enrollment. See pages 24 to 25. Special enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part A and or Part B when you were first eligible because you're covered under a group health plan based on current employment, your own, a spouse's, or a family member's, if you're disabled, you can sign up for Part A and or Part B. Anytime you're still covered by the group health plan. During the 8-month period that begins the month after the employment ends or the coverage ends, whichever happens first. Remember, if you live in Puerto Rico, you don't automatically get Part B. You must call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 to sign up for it. TTY users should call 1-800-325-0778. Page 20, Section 2, Sign up for Medicare. If I'm not automatically enrolled, when can I sign up? Continued. Usually, you don't pay a late enrollment penalty if you sign up during a special enrollment period. This special enrollment period doesn't apply to people with end-stage renal disease, ESRD. See page 18. You may also qualify for a special enrollment period if you're a volunteer serving in a foreign country. Important. COBRA and retiree health plans aren't considered coverage based on current employment. You're not eligible for a special enrollment period when that coverage ends. To avoid paying a higher premium, make sure you sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible. See page 93 for more information about COBRA. To learn more details about enrollment periods, visit www.medicare.gov/publications to view the fact sheet Understanding Medicare Enrollment Periods. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227 to find out if a copy can be mailed to you. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048.